Lesson 8. Get close to Mother Nature. Nature is all around us. The plants, animals, insects, birds, storms, and sunny weather. Let's imagine that nature could talk to us. What do you think it might tell us? Do you know where to find me? Just look around. I am everywhere. I get the blame for storms at sea and floods on land, but I am also thanked for many things. The fresh fruits and vegetables you eat come from me. So does the rain that washes the earth and the rainbow that follows after. I am everything you see in the world except for the things made by people. The mountains and clouds, rivers and valleys, plants and animals, icicles and snowflakes are all a part of me. Some people say that they are my gifts to the world. This might surprise you, but until several thousand years ago, I had the world pretty much to myself. There were very few people then, and they had not started to build cities and roads. There were no televisions, no cars, and no computers. People took water from streams or ponds, not from faucets. People needed me to stay alive. Humans, however, are very clever. They liked to imitate me, and they began making things themselves. Take flowers, for example. They made plastic flowers to look like real ones. This is fine, I suppose, if you have a plastic nose. Now, humans make trees, grass, and even pearls that look like mine. There is a difference, however. These things often don't feel or smell or taste the same as mine. That is because they aren't real. Today, many people live in apartments, ride buses, and take the subway. They travel in trains, planes, or cars. They don't see me very much. They don't plant seeds or take their food from the earth. Instead, they eat things that come from frozen, boxed, or canned. They cut down the trees which give the birds a place to live. They cover the fields with parking lots and buildings. They throw their trash all over me. The world has changed so much that many people don't even know who I am. Are you one of them? If so, here are a few things you can do to get to know me better. Make an aquarium. Just as I take care of life in the rivers, lakes, and seas, you can watch over your fish, turtles, and plants. Start looking at the birds that live near you. Listen to their calls. Learn more about them by joining a bird-watching club, not by keeping one in a cage. Plant a tree near your school or your home. Work with your class to clean up trash where you live and play. Go barefoot on a sandy beach, or walk in the mud at low tide. Feel the mud squeeze between your toes. Lie on your back in a grassy field and watch the clouds overhead. Then you will know who I am.